This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley's out. Brandon Scott is in. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, we're just in the building at 3 o'clock from 3 o'clock to 3:30. Now would be a good time to download that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Use that rewind feature. Go back and listen to the Texans ownership as we had a nice little cool, comfortable conversation with them for about 30 minutes ahead of preseason game number two. Astros, 7:10 first pitch tonight. Texans, noon kickoff tomorrow, preseason game number two. If you're just now joining us, we've got some details on the Josh Hader injury. And it's not good, folks. Josh Hader has a left shoulder capsule sprain. According to the Astros, the team says he will not throw for approximately 3 weeks, right? There was a 15-day IL stint. Joe Espada came out and said it's going to take a little longer than 2 weeks. And now here this report is he will not throw for approximately 3 weeks. And then after that, the next steps will be determined. So we're looking at a three-week span here. Looks like of rest and relaxation for Josh Hader. See how the shoulder responds, and then they'll let us know, you know, what the plans are from there. Not good news on the Josh Hader front, B. Scott.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like just gut feeling, right? We're not doctors. We're not medical experts of any kind. But the 3 weeks of rest, you got to feel like, you know, it's a sprain. The 3 weeks of rest, you got to feel like it's not going to just suddenly fix it. Like, all right, that'll do it. So we're talking about three weeks of rest, but how many weeks are we talking about not being available? How long is it going to take him to get back right, to get back ramped up after being out for 3 weeks or not throwing at all for 3 weeks? I don't know what that rehab and ramp up period is supposed to look like, but at some point we're going to be going into 4 weeks, or is it 5 weeks, and is it 6 weeks, and you know, and then you start questioning, especially given the bad injury luck that the Astros have had really over the last couple of years, but particular to this year, the bad injury luck that they've had doesn't make you feel good about his chances. Like, oh, it just feels like, and this is non-scientific, but it feels like they are just doomed for some type of injury calamity here, like where this guy might not be available until, you know, at best a deeper run into the playoffs, if that, if at all.
Well, it just seems like one of those deals where the organization is too healthy, the roster's too good for the injuries to keep them from being a playoff caliber team, But what does it look like in a sense of ALCS or World Series when you're losing so many guys and missing so many key pieces?
Yeah,
we'll see. Hopefully this is just the 3 week rest period. Hopefully that bodes well and we get Josh Hader back. For the time being, Brian Abreu will be your ninth inning closer. I think we talked about it a little earlier. We both have a lot of confidence in Brian Abreu in that role. The key is now. A lot of similar to what it was before how do you get from your starting pitcher to the eighth where Brian Abreu would take over? Now it's how do you get from wherever your starter leaves the game to your closer now in the ninth inning, and what does that look like? And they're awfully thin. The good news is they've got some arms that are coming back. I don't know exactly where those arms fit in. I don't know from a long relief role to a setup guy role to another starter. I don't know exactly how all that looks, but there are some arms that are coming in that they will try in some of those different roles. We'll see. We'll keep you posted on the Josh Hader front. Like I said earlier, the Astros first pitch tonight, 7:10 versus the O's. It's game one of a 3-game series here at home in Daikin Park versus the Orioles. Framber Valdez tonight, Jason Alexander tomorrow, and then Christian Javier in his second start back from injury for the Astros. This is a stretch of about 20 games where the Astros in 16 of them should be favorites to win those games. So the Astros, they'll have a shot to maybe extend their game and a half lead in this division over the next handful of games.
We had a texter earlier, Clint, that made a very simple but good point about how the Astros can help remedy this Josh Hader back into the bullpen or the bridge part of
simple and straightforward. What do they got?
Score more runs.
Yeah.
Like if they can tap into the Astros of old, and obviously like we look at the lineup that they got out there today, it ain't the Astros of old. And we've been watching them. They've had their moments, right? They've had their offensive outbursts for sure. But man, it would be really good. It'd be really good if those bats could really not only wake up, but wake up with some level of consistency to help these starters out, to help the middle of the bullpen out, to give Brian Abreu actual chances to show himself, to prove himself like he did the other night as a closer or as a temporary bridge closer. Go out there and score more runs. Sounds simple. Easy for me to say as a dude that's not being out there asked to go out there and take pitches and to score runs. But, man, that would be great. That would be great, is to become some kind of consistent offense. I'd love to see.
Well, more runs is always the part of the formula that would help significantly, right? Well, speaking of more runs, here is the Astros lineup tonight. Jose Altuve's leading off. Carlos Correa's in the two-hole at third base. By the way, Altuve is DHing. Jesus Sanchez is hitting third in left field. Christian Walker is at first base in the cleanup. Yainer Diaz is catching. Urias is at second base tonight. Trammell is in center field. Mauricio Dubon is at shortstop tonight. And Cam Smith is in right field. No Pena tonight. There was no Correa in game three versus the Red Sox. No Pena tonight. Kind of interesting, as it has been for a while now, with how they pick and choose when to rest these guys and how to rest these guys. But that is the lineup for tonight, B. Scott.
Yeah, well, with Pena, I feel like with him coming back from the rib, they're trying to do right by him. And he was a workhorse before he got injured, somebody that was pretty much playing every day. And so it makes sense that would change after he's coming back from injury. And they want him to be available for the long. I don't love not seeing him in the lineup. It makes me a little bit worried or concerned about, you know, how healthy is he? How's he feeling? But if it's just more of a caution thing, then I can live with it, even if I don't necessarily love it. The thing that kind of actually stands out to me from looking at the lineup, Clint, is just how we have matured or progressed in our Astros journey, where you can look at a lineup, especially with no Pena in the lineup at all, where you got Altuve and Correa leading off, and neither of them is playing second base or shortstop, right? Like, and we understand how the positions have changed. We've covered the story. We all understand. But it's just so odd to look at it and be like, you know, those are the recognizable names from their lineup. Altuve and Correa there at the top. But Altuve DH, Correa third base, and no Pena at shortstop. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, okay, so these guys have really kind of reached a different point in their careers now. Well, this is an interesting thing to look at.
Another thing that sticks out, I know, here on this show is just Chaz McCormick getting absolutely
no run.
No run whatsoever. I mean, we've got to a point where Tremaille is preferred in center field over a guy that I mean, statistically was one of the top center fielders in the American League a couple years back, a guy that made some defensive plays that hell, you can argue save championship seasons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Just for whatever reason,
yeah, helps you win one.
I mean, can't get. I mean, it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I totally get. I didn't like it when it was going on, but it's obviously panned out. The Jake Myers thing. Hey, he's a homegrown guy. You drafted him. You're sticking with him. And hey, man, he's great defensively. And all of a sudden, the bat come around this year, and that's one that you look at and you go, okay, I can understand, right? But boy, him being healthy and not being able to get consistent run. With the Melton getting thrown out there and Tremaille getting thrown out there.
Man, look,
I mean, it's
Tremaille and Melton. I mean, how about even in left field, you got Jesus Sanchez? Like,
well, the only way I justify that is you just traded for him. So you got
but that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, you went out and traded for a guy. Made a move for a guy that you clearly feel more confident in the guy than you do in the guy that you're talking about, that's helped you get to where you are. It's just a wild place. I mean, we're talking about guys here with OPS in Sanchez a 720 and with Tremaille a 716. It's not like we're talking about world beaters out here. We're talking about guys.
Yeah.
Literal just guys out there, and they're getting a nod over Chaz, who, you know, Dusty infamously said at one point he's not one of the big boys yet, and it looks like he's not going to ever get a chance to become, if he did get the chance, that chance is coming gone.
It's hard for me to believe that he hadn't rubbed somebody wrong. You know what I mean? In some level of the way he's responded to the Jake Myers situation, the way he got kind of jammed up with that deal and kind of consistently seems to get the short end of the stick, if you will. It's hard for me to think, because that don't make sense.
Yeah, but this also just screams lack of belief to me, though.
Yeah,
because normally, even if somebody is a pain in the ass, you'll kind of give them the benefit of the doubt if they're clearly better than the next guy. I mean, you know this as a former professional athlete yourself. It's a results-based business, and they just don't believe in his results.
Yeah,
clearly, man.
I mean, there's other guys that they're picking over him that don't have results either.
Yeah, so, man, it's weird.
It's wild, but nonetheless, we shall see. All right, boys, it bit me in the ass, man. Dirty's Daily today is going to be something personal. It bit me in the ass. We had a lot of fun with this. It bit me in the ass today, and I might be in a little bit of trouble. All right, I'm going to tell you what that is, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.